Wednesday, November 14th from 9 a.m. till 1 p.m. Hiring for full-time and part-time package handlers with starting wages up to $15.60 per hour. Applications will be accepted on-site with open interviews. Once again, that's November 14th from 9 a.m. until 1 p.m.
FedEx Ground is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. Minorities, females, disability, veterans committed to a diverse workforce.
Fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
Already the most destructive, a California wildfire is now the deadliest in state history. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. 13 more bodies were found, so it's now 42 people killed. Some found in or near cars trying to flee. Many others barely made it.
There was wall-to-wall flames. Flames going underneath our car, over our car.
More than 200 people were still unaccounted for, and families are desperately looking for loved ones at evacuation centers, hospitals, and the coroner's office. In burned-out neighborhoods, search and recovery teams are combing through the ashes, looking for remains and any possible survivors. Cadaver dogs and two portable morgue units from the military are also being brought in to help.
That's Fox's Claudia Cowan in Paradise. More than 6,000 homes have burned down. As fires also scorched Southern California, destroying hundreds of structures there, leaving two more dead. They're still recounting votes across Florida in the close Senate and governor's races, especially where there have been lawsuits and fraud allegations. Broward County. Fox's Griff Jenkins is there.
The other county having trouble in Palm Beach County yesterday, the election supervisor, Susan Booker, saying that she finds it impossible to get the recount done on time. When you ask the lawyers here what happens if they don't get the recount done on time, that's an open question, but we'll certainly have legal challenges.
The deadline is Thursday. Kyrsten Sinema has finally won the Arizona Senate race, the Democrat taking what had been a Republican seat, beating GOP candidate Martha McSally. It's going to take longer to settle Georgia's governor's race. Fox's Rachel Sutherland has this live.
Dave, a federal judge ruling in favor of Democrat Stacey Abrams, ordering election officials to hold off on naming a victor until provisional ballots are reviewed. Abrams' lawsuit pointed out cases where voters were turned around after computer glitches and instances where they were not offered provisional ballots. Republican Brian Kemp, who's currently Secretary of State, declared victory, says it's mathematically impossible for Abrams to force a runoff. Dave.
This is Fox News.
All money managers may seem pretty much the same. But while some money managers may recommend high commission investment products, Fisher Investments avoids them. Some money managers may have hidden and layered fees. Fisher Investments never does. And while some money managers are happy to earn commissions from you, whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're structured to be on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come to us from other money managers. Talk with us and find out why so many experienced investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at FisherInvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
Trial starts today in New York City for a Mexican drug lord.
Since the moment Joaquin El Chapo Guzman arrived on American soil, security has been unprecedented. His trial will be no different. Now, opening statements begin right here at the federal courthouse in Brooklyn. Later this morning, law enforcement will work to ensure the safety of government witnesses, jurors, and many more. Mr. Guzman is facing a 17-count indictment spanning nearly three decades of alleged criminal activity. It accuses El Chapo of creating a multi-billion-dollar drug empire.
That's Caleb Mamelak with Fox 5 TV in Brooklyn. They're searching for a killer in North Carolina. Whoever opened fire at a house in Johnston County.
Three of the victims have died of gunshot wounds, and there's one victim being treated right now at Wake Med with serious injuries.
Chief Deputy Sheriff Benji Gaddis says the gunman had lived at that house. In New Mexico, a man opened fire at a food distribution warehouse where he worked, injuring three people, was later found dead. On Wall Street, stocks could rebound. Dow futures up more than 100 the day after a 602-point plunge, more than 2% drop. Comic book fans are in mourning. A legend has died.
Stan Lee was a comic book legend, the writer, editor, publisher, and film producer, alongside his fellow Marvel comic cohorts, created the iconic characters that proliferated the daily lives of many kids in their childhood and, for some, into adulthood. From Spider-Man to the Hulk, the Fantastic Four to Daredevil.
You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out.
What's going on?
To Black Panther and the X-Men, both of which have gone on to become box office magic. He was inducted into the comic book industry's Will Eisner Award Hall of Fame in 94 and received a National Medal of Arts in 2008. And he also created the Stanley Foundation to focus on literacy, education, and the arts. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Stan Lee was 95. He died after being rushed to a Los Angeles hospital early yesterday morning. I'm Dave Anthony. Fox News.
Hey, good morning. Our local news with Jamie Monticelli brought to you by Classic Plumbing. Honest, affordable, and professional with a 2-year warranty on all their work. Call 586-PIPE or see their page on Facebook. Online, it's ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. The cold weather has led to an early opening of the CU men's shelter. WCA says shelter officials say this is the earliest in the season they've been able to open up. During the first two nights, they served 22 different men. Another location of the restaurant El Toro is opening. The News Gazette says the 13th location will open in January at Carl at the Fields. For the 11th year in a row, the Champaign Public Library has earned national recognition as a star library, honored as one of the country's top public libraries by Library Journal. In its 2018 rankings, Library Journal awarded the Champaign Library 3 stars out of 5, which ranks the library in the top 3.5% of public libraries nationwide. Of the more than 7,300 public libraries in the U.S. to be rated, 257-star libraries got a 3-star, 4-star, or 5-star designation. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
According to Classic Plumbing, these facts are essential for good work. Classic plumbers are experienced, qualified, and consistent. Right up front, you'll know all the work is warranted for 2 years. Their $55 diagnostic fee covers your estimate and applies to your job. Classic Plumbing promotes a culture of doing good work and hiring outstanding local people. Tim Culver's Classic Plumbing in Urbana and Mahomet get you technology with a tradition of value. Call 586-PIPE. Look them up on Facebook or online, ClassicPlumbingInc.com.
Here's your weather, brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist, from simple to simply magnificent. Warm somebody's heart today. Blossom Basket, 2 locations, Village at the Crossing, Champaign, Cunningham, and Urbana, 367 Rose, or BlossomBasket.com. Good morning, Diane Ducey.
Morning, Stevie. Plenty of sunshine today, but a high only 30, 16 with clear conditions tonight. Up to 37 with sunshine tomorrow. An increase in the clouds Wednesday evening, low 20. And then a high 36 with a 50% chance of precipitation on Thursday. That could be some snow, down to 26 in the evening. Sunny and 43 by Friday, up to 40 on Saturday. Right now we're at 24, overcast, and the wind chill is a factor. It's at 8. Northerly winds between 20 and 25 mile an hour out in the open areas. ESPN 93.5.
Well, good morning. Good to have you listening. We're going to call Florida, get the latest on the recount. I mean, there's a problem. When you're done with the election and you find 93,000 votes and you can't answer as to where that came from, that's a problem.
Hasn't this always been a problem in Florida?
Well, particularly...
Remember Al Gore?
Well, Broward County is one of those where it's either cheating or really incompetent. So... You got some issues.
Right.
So that continues. We'll call Evan Brown, our Fox News reporter. Also, we'll call California. This thing is the worst ever, and I don't know how it stops. If the winds are going to whip around at 70 miles an hour, it flies. It just jumps.
Right.
What do you do except you've got to get out? 42 dead, 200 missing. You got to leave. And nobody ever wants to leave their home when stuff happens, hurricanes and otherwise.
Right.
Tornadoes, we don't have enough chance. We got to get in the basement. But when it comes to fires and it's coming down the mountain, I mean, you can't make a mistake leaving.
That's right.
But in this case, you got smoke. You got unbelievably intensity of all of this. And I don't, it's just horrific. It's been declared a disaster by President Trump. And then
deadliest in the state's history.
I don't know how it stops.
the winds are whipping around and the thing's jumping. I mean, they were trying to save Pepperdine University in Malibu, for crying out loud. So, unbelievable.
A lot of these communities are, you know, retirement communities, too, and it's just troubling.
It's hard to see these pictures, and pets are affected. I saw cats and doggies and other things, and again, you got to get in the car, get the family, and pray it doesn't hit your house, but you got to go.
This article says 7,100 structures destroyed, most of them homes.
They said that the smoke's going to be half the United States or something. You're going to smell that.
Wow.
I mean, this is big. So we'll call Jessica Rosenthal standing by a bit later in the show and get the latest. The front page of the News Gazette today is a whole big story about marijuana.
Okay.
How you can have marijuana on your possession in Urbana and be fined $50.
Right. How much is that?
I don't know a difference between a teaspoon and a gram.
Right.
I don't know anything about that. But it says, let's see, champagne, by the way, if you're caught, less than 10 grams. It's $350 fine.
Oh.
Less than 10 grams in Urbana, it's like, woohoo, $50.
Okay.
No. Here's what I would do with this. Not that anybody cares, but here's what I would do. This is over. Marijuana will be legal in this state soon. J.B. Pritzker is making it legal, whatever you guys want. So don't worry about any of that. Worry about how to enforce when you're driving stoned.
Buzzed or whatever.
How do they gauge that? When you're driving and you've had too much marijuana, do you do a breathalyzer? How do you, now you have to go to Colorado and Washington and figure out how do you guys do that? Because you're going to drive while smoking, I presume, wouldn't you? Or drive after smoking. So there's that. There have been all these discussions about what to charge on the, forget the fines, it's over. I wouldn't spend a minute on this stuff because it's going to be legal. Who cares what the fine is? It's all legal. I wouldn't even worry about it anymore. The state has gone pro-marijuana, pro a lot of things. Forget about it. Now you got to figure out how to enforce. I mean, in Champaign County, you don't drink and drive. Everybody knows that. In Champaign County, you shouldn't smoke and drive either. Right?
That's right.
Your reflexes are going to be far less. You're not smoking, driving. You can't. It's driving under the influence. It used to be DWI, driving while intoxicated. Now it's DUI, driving under the influence of drugs and alcohol. So we'll see. That's another Champaign County thing. Next time we talk to Deb Frank-Finan, I have to mention that.
All right.
Yeah. Take my advice and watch the Illinois-Georgetown game instead of these study sessions tonight because, you know, who wants to talk about marijuana when it's going to be legal? I think it's a moot point at this point.
Well, I guess it could be a moneymaker for the state, though, huh?
Well, you look at the states that
have this legal, it is a big-time moneymaker.
Well, it's a moneymaker for gambling. And, you know, we've got Dotties on every corner now. I said that would happen. Did anybody listen to me? No. I think it's the wrong direction, but that's just me. Stay connected to your finances while you're on the go. You know there's going to be 5% increase of travelers last year. It's going to be super busy, whether you drive, fly, bus, whatever you do, train.
Yeah.
Stay connected to your finances while you're on the go this season with mobile banking. I got it on my phone. Mobile banking at Busey provides a number of advantages. Convenience. If your cell phone's within reach, you can literally access accounts. You can pay bills. I've done it. Time saving. It's like having your branch in the palm of your hand. Hey, why do I need bricks and mortar anymore? Just kidding. Safe and secure, Busey offers options on how you access your accounts on the go with their app, mobile app, the Busey Text, BuseyMobile.com. It's all online, folks. Safe and secure. And go in there right now and check what's been cashed in the last day. Right now. Busey dedicated to making your banking hassle-free no matter where your holiday travel plans take you. With their innovative and secure mobile solutions, download the Busey Mobile app today to access your accounts anytime, anywhere. Visit Busey.com. Call 800-67-BUSEY for details.
So I'm reading there is a breathalyzer for marijuana, and it's a lot more sensitive than the alcohol breathalyzer.
Is it still like 0.08, or how does that?
It doesn't go into the how it works. It says the drivers with blood alcohol concentration of over 0.08% are considered under the influence and driving while impaired. It says 70% of cannabis consumers drove at least once in the past year. 27% say they drive high almost every day.
Well, that's no good, right?
Right.
I mean, again, I'm not telling you when or where to drink. I'm just telling you not to drive. See, you shouldn't smoke and drive. 359-2255, what do you think?
It determines the amount of THC in a person's system.
Am I right or wrong in saying this should be handled the same as DUI? I mean, obviously, if you smoke marijuana, you are affected and you shouldn't operate machinery. Isn't that true? 359-2255, 359-2255. There he goes again.
Right.
There he goes again.
Getting him stirred up, Stevie.
I'm just saying. I wouldn't spend a minute in my city councils talking about fines for marijuana. It's over. J.B. Pritzker is making this legal. Don't waste your time. Now figure out how to enforce it. If, as far as dealers and non-licensed stuff, you know, do that stuff. But as far as how do I enforce, how do my finest out there stopping with the stupid tinted windows, which should never be legal, how do they enforce driving while bonging or whatever? Yeah. 715-359-2255.
You're always right up with that marijuana jargon there.
I got it down, man. I know what I'm saying here.
Aloha, Illini Nation. The Illinois men's basketball team's playing in the Maui Invitational starting Monday, November 19th. Game Day Spirits, the official supplier of Tommy Bahama Illinois apparel for the tournament. And it's available now at Game Day Spirit stores and online at GameDaySpirit.com. Wear what the coaches wear. Relax in authentic Tommy Bahama blouses and Hawaiian shirts. If you're not in Maui, add a Tommy Bahama pullover to your polo or camp shirt and cheer on your team in style. These items are only available at game day, so get your gear there and go Illini.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
All right, big game. Patrick Ewing, the coach at Georgetown, who, of course, starred in Space Jam. Who didn't love that movie?
All right.
Anyway, he's in town. Let's check sports headlines.
Is he a Boston Celtic or
he's
LA Laker?
New York Knicks.
Oh, New York Knicks.
Yeah,
of course.
Georgetown, played with Georgetown, was massively large in the game in the 80s and 90s. So.
All right. Well, they're 2-0 on the season, and we're 1-0 on the season. So this should be a pretty good contest today. I know as far as Big Ten teams yesterday, they all won. Everybody's kind of playing, you know, not real big competition right now.
Stretch your legs. Simon.
Exactly. Yeah. Number 2, Kansas beat Vermont. Number 1, or number 7, North Carolina beat Stanford. Number 12, Kansas State. They have a new AP poll. Duke is the new number 1. Kansas has been bumped down to number 2. NFL action had the Giants over San Francisco 27-23. Dallas beat the Bulls 103-98. At sports, I'm Diane Ducey.
Okay, again, 359-2255. You have any thoughts? I suggested forget the marijuana thing, forget fines, forget whatever. You're going to be legal in Illinois. That's just a trend. That's the way it's going.
Uh-huh.
And so people that say medical marijuana, which I'm all for, I'm not for legalizing marijuana.
Right.
But that's going to be legal. So there you go.
So they talk about in Colorado, open container, if you have, you know, medical marijuana and you've just received a prescription, it has a seal on it. And evidently, if that seal is broken, that's sort of open container with marijuana.
It's kind of like an open bottle of wine.
That's right.
Okay. I got you.
They also have additional charges for impaired drivers if there is a child in the vehicle. And you
good,
are.
Good. It should be. All right. So I guess there's templates out there working.
Mm-hmm.
So Illinois, which will legalize marijuana under a new governor-elect, we'll see the direction it goes. Okay, coming up, we'll talk about the Florida recount. Again, head shaker. Come on, man. You can't find 93,000 votes in Broward County and not know where they came from. Really? I mean, think about that. Flip that. Democrats winning, Republicans running Broward County, they find 93,000 votes. Think anybody'd care? Come on. Oh, every vote has to be counted, implying that you're not counting every vote. How about counting them twice? Come on, man.
JB thinks guns are more dangerous than marijuana. I heard Effingham passed a sanctuary gun law so he can take their guns. Have you ever heard of that?
No, have not heard that. They can't take your guns unless they're illegal.
Why don't you have the same passion about prescription drugs?
Okay, hang on.
See what you started, Stevie.
Let's check your weather brought to you by Watts Copy Systems, your local copier printer specialist in Champaign-Urbana for the past 34 years at wattscopy.com.
Up to 30 with sunshine eventually, clear and a low 16 tonight, 37 high tomorrow, sunny again, then more clouds Wednesday evening, low 24, bringing on a 50% chance of precipitation. That could be some light rain or snow flurries with a high of 36 on Thursday. Currently 23, wind chill a 9, ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute brought to you by Rob Meyer, Provident Financial Group in Champaign, where partnerships are built on trust. Find Rob at ProvidentFinancialGroupLLC.com. We'll explore that text here in just a second. 10 minutes from calling Florida and getting the latest on the recount. 7:20.
From the Fox Business Network, the long-awaited second headquarters announcement from Amazon is now expected today. The Wall Street Journal says 50,000 employees will be split between Crystal City, Virginia, and Long Island City, New York, and there could be additional cities receiving projects from Amazon. Petco is going natural. Petco CEO Ron Coughlin says the change will start in May.
We're going to be eliminating all cat and dog foods and treats with artificial flavors, artificial colors, artificial preservatives. If you think about the pet we love, do we want ethanol to be served to them? Do we want sulfur dioxide? Do we want benzohydylene?
Coughlin says Petco is responding to pet owners who want healthy, natural products for their animals. Futures are higher this morning. That's after the Dow dropped 602 on Monday. The NASDAQ was down 206. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Imagining a better bank starts with looking at the savings rates most banks offer and saying, really? Capital One is building something better. You can open a Capital One savings account with one of the nation's best savings rates from anywhere, like here or here
or here.
One of the nation's best savings rates. Opened online, at a Capital One location, or from anywhere. That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
For consumers only. Offered by Capital One N.A. member FDIC. Copyright 2018 Capital One.
Honey, why is that box strapped to an engine?
That's the Boxinator 9000, like Santa's got in his workshop. It gets presents out fast.
But the United States Postal Service has everything we need to send presents and cards fast.
Oh, that's good. The Boxinator 9000 ain't exactly street legal.
From shipping supplies to ship-by dates, USPS has everything you need to get gifts and greetings out on time. Learn more at usps.com/cheer. United States Postal Service. Priority you. And with the Informed Delivery feature, get a digital preview of your mail before it arrives.
Colossians 2, 6, and 7 states, therefore, as you've received Jesus Christ the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed and overflowing with gratitude. This Thanksgiving, let us realize our glasses are not half empty, but overflowing with the love of Jesus Christ. Let us be thankful for all we have and share the love of Christ with everyone we come in contact with. This message brought to you by the Blossom Basket Florist.
Hi, I'm Habib Habib, and this is your Motivational Minute. I'm thankful for many things. I'm thankful that I'm alive today. Many friends have passed away from cancer way too early. For food on the table, many are going to sleep hungry. For a car that runs, for warm socks and a winter coat, for heat in winter and air conditioning in summer, for clean water, a stove, and indoor plumbing, for a surprise phone call from an old friend, for those who help the needy, and for people who open the door for others, for those who take turns exiting the parking lot after an Illini game, for those who let others in front of them in the grocery line because they have less items, for those who let others merge into their lane, for those who say please and thank you, and I'm thankful for family, faith, and for America. What are you thankful for, my friend? Make your list and be thankful and grateful and give a little love to others. By giving away a little sunshine, our life will regain some of its own sunshine. I'm Habib Habib, and this was your Motivational Minute. More at HabibHabib.com.
7:23. So our washing machine somehow got a pinhole in the major pump. How does that even happen?
I don't know.
So we called Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, home of the $45 service call.
Okay.
Which in this day and age, pretty dang good.
Yeah, it is.
Can't get anybody to come out $45, can you? Anyway, so Russ, our guy, I mean, that's not easy to lift that puppy up and get underneath a washing machine. But every time we did a load of laundry, it was a little geysery. So we had towels everywhere.
Mm.
Bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, they fixed it. I got a new water pump thingy.
Okay.
And he got underneath there and replaced the thingamaflug. And
okay.
Bam. Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, largest independent appliance dealer in Central Illinois. Maybe on upgrade. I mean, you can get a really good deal now. They do all that around this time of year. And I think they match stuff. So go get yourself a price. Say, yo.
You should do a testimonial letter and say, wow.
Wow. They're in Champaign, Bloomington, Springfield, and Decatur. I had a hole in the pin thing, and it was fun. And then Russ came over and fixed it. Wow! These are true stories that happened all over.
Exactly.
Low prices, best selection. Dick Van Dyke, Appliance World. Check them out. Black November sales, 0% interest, financing, approved credit. Save over $1,000. Find them. I-74 and Neal Street are online. Appliance-world.com. Okay, a text came in. Why aren't I passionate about prescription drugs?
Right, here's another one. You can get a DUI for driving while impaired on painkillers and cough syrup. I don't see why pot would be any different.
Well, you should. And you know, obviously, prescription drug abuse of that's off the charts. I mean, opiate, that's an abuse. You get addicted after 7 days of intense painkillers. So the point with prescription drugs is those are helping us heal. And then it's the abuse of those that make us buzzed and high, and kids are doing these Russian roulette things where they go to their parents' prescription cabinets and dump them in and all take a pill.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of stuff. So you're talking about abuse here, and, you know, I'm all for medical marijuana. If it's going to help somebody with cancer, go for it. I'm totally fine with that, but I'm just not for the increasing of stuff like that. I mean, I'm not for marijuana. I wouldn't be for any other drugs like that. So
text out of Homer says you can't overdose on marijuana, but people overdose daily from opioids.
No,
it's better to have government regulations on it than to have it go unregulated and under the radar.
Well, I mean, yeah, and I know about marijuana, and I've been told by John Dibin, our addiction guy, that it's kind of a gateway to perhaps opening up others. It depends on the week. It depends on the person.
Right.
Right? You're going to have a propensity.
Addiction.
Right. You're going to have a propensity to go that direction. And listen, it's going to be legal in Illinois. Y'all win. Okay? Fine. Whatever. It's good. I don't like it, but it doesn't matter what I don't like gambling on every corner either. Doesn't matter. Who's the guy over there in the corner? He's so square, man. He's from like the 1950s.
Well, and is it helping the state get out of our financial jam?
We're never getting out of the, as built, it's not possible. The philosophy isn't right. The philosophy is continue to, this whole thing about we've got to have more money, it never ends. It never ends. You have to have a different philosophy of don't spend more than you bring in. And if you continue to spend more, you have to bring more in. So you say, well, let's do lottery tickets and help the kids in the school. And then you take all the school money out and fund it with lotteries.
Okay.
It's a sleight of hand. This state, way it's built, the history it has, you're never chasing and going to catch that because you keep building stuff. You keep raising more funds. You keep raising taxes. It's always going to be like this as constructed now.
Do you think JB will come up with a new plan?
JB's going to spend more money. JB's going to raise taxes. He has to. There's no other choice. The thing's in such bad shape. It's been dysfunctional for decades. Jim Edgar was the last guy that worked with Mike Madigan, effectively. 1997. Gosh, that's 21 years ago.
Wow.
I don't know. See what happens.
Okay.
Raise taxes. Continue to spend. Never going to catch up. Three simple predictions based on philosophy, not capabilities, based on philosophy.
Well, and by the way, he has such a big pile of money. Why doesn't he kick into the problem?
He doesn't have that much. He's got a lot.
He's spent a lot on advertising.
Yeah, he spent it all on advertising. Hey, by the way, Amazon did not pick Chicago.
Oh, shoot.
They did a competition. Who wants my $5 billion building and 5,000 jobs? And 223 bids, 54 provinces, states, every North America. Goes to Virginia and New York City.
Okay.
Illinois, Chicago is like Final Four.
I know.
Now they split it, so it's going to be 2,500 jobs, I think, and $2.5 billion per site. That's a bunch.
It is.
But I think Illinois has challenged to win stuff like that, unless you give them a big tax break.
Right.
It's tough. Mm-hmm. So we didn't get that. We got close. All right, 729, going to call Florida next, ESPN 93.5. Feel free to text us, 359-2255.
Christmas shopping will soon be in full swing. If you're short on cash or using credit cards more than you'd like, jump on board with Prospect Bank's Christmas Club and make next year's Christmas less stressful on the budget. It's easy. Just set aside the amount of money you're comfortable with on a monthly basis, and you'll earn 1.18 annual percentage yield with Prospect Bank's Christmas Club. Use it for gifts or a family vacation. Don't miss the chance for holiday magic from the Opportunity Bank. Prospect Bank. Online at bankprospect.com. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
I'm a real person. Real voice and a real face. Even though you can't see it because, you know, radio invisibility. You know what else is super duper real? Geico local offices. A Geico local agent could tailor fit a policy to you, which could save you hundreds on your car insurance. All because Geico local agents keep it real, with real savings and real service. Really?
And if you're looking for more ways to save, your local Geico agent could help with your homeowners, condo, and renter's insurance, too. Stop by or give them a call today.
Is your job sucking the life out of you? Wake up! You can do something else. Information technology. I know what you're thinking, but I'm not a math and science person. No problem. No excuses. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. Mycomputercareer.edu. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Search teams in Northern California are going to addresses of people reported missing in the wildfire burning there. The remains of 42 have been found. This woman doesn't know if her home is one of at least 6,000 destroyed.
But, you know, I'm here. I'm not burned. And that's all that really counts.
Members of Congress are back at work today. House Republicans have a few more weeks in the majority before Democrats take over there. And the deadline for a deal to avoid a partial government shutdown is December 7th.
Republicans are hoping to make good on President Trump's promise to fund the border wall, but newly emboldened Democrats say they're more concerned with protecting special counsel Robert Mueller. House GOP lawmakers are also hoping to push a farm bill that could include new limits on food stamps over the finish line. Meanwhile, dozens of newly elected House members and a handful of new senators will arrive in Washington for orientation as both parties prepare to choose its leaders.
Fox's Sean Langel in Washington. This is Fox News.
Is brought to you by ABC Heating and Air. It's as easy as ABC to always be comfortable. Depend on their skilled, licensed, and experienced technicians at ABC Heating and Air Conditioning to help you with your residential and commercial needs. ABC Heating and AC.com or 352-5400.
Good morning. I'm Jamie Monticelli with your ESPN 93.5 local news update. For the 11th year in a row, the Champaign Public Library has earned national recognition as a star library, honored as one of the country's top public libraries by Library Journal. In its 2018 rankings, Library Journal awarded the Champaign Library 3 stars out of 5, which ranks the library in the top 3.5% of public libraries nationwide. Of the more than 7,300 public libraries in the U.S. to be rated, 257-star libraries got a 3-star, 4-star, or 5-star designation. If you're traveling for Thanksgiving, you'll have a lot of company. AAA says this Thanksgiving, 54.3 million people will travel 50 miles or more away from home. That would be a 4.8% increase over last year. It would be the highest volume of Thanksgiving travelers since 2005. You're up to date. I'm Jamie Monticelli.
Well, fall is officially here in Central Illinois, and ABC Heating and Air knows that soon, Old Man Winter will be knocking on your doors. Ensure your furnace is running at its best when you schedule a fall tune-up at ABC Heating and Air. Don't trust me? Read their reviews. Like ABC has come to my rescue more than once this week. We've always gotten great prompt service at a great price with ABC. And ABC is always professional and never overpriced on any item. Call ABC Heating and Air at 352-5400 or find them online at abcheatingandac.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, my friend Ben Quattrone, Honda, BMW, drivechampaign.com. Ben!
Good morning, Stevie.
I don't think I've called you since this Honda President's Award. This makes you a top 10% dealer in America.
Nice.
Come on, man!
Yeah, getting there's one thing and staying there's another. So the guys are doing a good job because it's a constant vigil, you know what I mean? You got to do about 20 things right every day. And, you know, it's easier to do it right, though. It really is.
Well, but you've got these guys, man. When I come in, I tell people, go see what it feels like, what it looks like, because it's you do a great job, and it is not easy. Everybody wants to beat the New England Patriots, man. Way to go. Congratulations. That's awesome stuff. All right, so game tonight, and what do you got?
I got tickets burning a hole in my pocket. So I've got four in section 125.
What?
They're sort of on the baseline in the corner right behind, like, where the coaches' families usually sit.
Yeah, where the recruits sit, man. What row is this? Is this like a few rows off the floor?
You know, I'm in my car taking my hot laps. They're not just off the floor. They're in the front part of the. It's actually the second section there. They're not like courtside, but they're not level two or three.
No,
or four, so
this is like
they're good seats. So
section for us townies, section A. These are primos, man. Okay, there are four tickets. We're gonna give these away, and then they'll come see you at Honda BMW. Is that what you want to do?
Have them come see me and ask for me. And you know what? Let's even give them a parking pass and make it really easy for them. How about that?
Man? What is this? Some sort of Honda President's Award-winning guy? What is this?
Yeah, you just got to keep doing stuff, you know?
You're the man, Ben. Hey, way to go. I hope I don't come by too much. I'm kind of a groupie out there, but enjoy it. I think you do a great job, man.
Anytime. We like visits. And we're kind of like Jimmy John's. Smells are free. Everybody likes to smell of a new car, you know?
I'll talk to you later, my friend. Thank you.
All right.
Vin Quattrone over Honda BMW. Okay, so here we have four prime seats. Section 125, four tickets plus a parking pass.
So IL to text in to 359-2255.
IL to text in 359-2255.
What number for primo pair?
I think you go to 200.
Really?
Yeah, because we're going to get slammed.
Oh, jeez.
Too hard for you?
Okay, thanks. That'll be fine.
Any coming? In yet?
Yes, they
one, two.
It's as if I'm counting votes. In Broward County.
Eben Brown knows how to count votes. 359-2255, 359-2255, IL. Text in now, 200 texts right now. Wins four prime seats from Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com, from Ben Quattrone, plus the parking pass. You can see Patrick Ewing, coach on the sidelines for the Space Jam kind of Georgetown. What are they? Georgetown Hoyas. Eben, how are you?
Good morning.
Eben Brown. Hanging around Broward County, offering his assistance to count votes. Nice of you to do that, Eben.
Well, someone needs to, I guess.
Listen, you know what? I don't know what's going on. You're a news guy. You just stay with the news. But most of us out here are going, okay, election over. You found 93,000 votes. Where'd they come from? I don't know. That just doesn't work for me. I don't know doesn't work for me.
Well, when you say it like that, it does sound suspicious. The reality is that in any election, even where you're at, votes, do trickle in for days afterwards. The issue is that they don't often change the outcome of the election by much. They may change the vote tallies, but ultimately whoever won on election day usually remains the voter as these votes do trickle in. They're being brought in from the post office and whatever. For instance, there were thousands found actually in a mail processing facility in Miami-Dade County, they originally weren't going to count them because they were found so late. Bill Nelson, the Democratic incumbent senator who's fighting to keep his job in this, has sued, saying they should be counted because the voters themselves did their job. They got them into the mail system on time. The mail system did not deliver them as they were supposed to. So normally what would happen is that even if they did come in past election day, if they were postmarked, they'd be counted. They might not have affected anything in a much wider race. And this time, you know, they're trying to count every last vote to see who's going to be the winner because it is that close. And 5,000 votes or whatever it is might help somebody. You never know.
Yeah.
So, of course, Bill Nelson, the Democrat, is certainly fighting for it because the votes come from Miami-Dade County, which is heavily Democratic, too. So you're in a situation here where you really do need to count every last vote. And if anything, it does prove that a person's vote can really matter.
Eben, we had someone text in that there's a bunch of overseas military votes that were coming in. Is that true?
Oh, that's always true, even for where you live. Now, oftentimes those votes don't necessarily get counted because there's not enough of them to sway the outcome of an election. In this case, that's not true. They might sway the outcome of an election because it's that close. So as those ballots get in, they are being counted, and they're being added to the stockpile of ballots that have to be counted. Now, we're in the middle of a recount, which will end on Thursday. That's the legal deadline for this. Most Florida counties have said they've gotten what they're going to get, and they've counted, and they're ready to go to submit everything to the state capitol. Broward County has not completed yet. In fact, they haven't even started recounting because they've been sorting ballots. And so they're beginning their actual recounting using the counting machines today. Palm Beach County, which has been another problematic county, has said that they probably won't make that Thursday deadline, which puts the whole recount at jeopardy. But, however, if the recount produces no clear results, meaning that there's nothing outside of a half a percentage point difference, and if it's below a quarter percentage point, they actually have to go to, legally anyway, a hand recount, and that's going to take weeks.
Yeah, okay. So where is it now? I mean, where are we with the governor's race? Where are we with the Senate race?
The tallies that we are seeing have the Senate race, the governor's race, all underneath a quarter percentage point difference. You're talking about 10,000 votes, 20,000, something like that. I mean, it's a very small statistic number. There are other races, too, that are being recounted as well, including the state agriculture commissioner's race, which has not been getting that much attention, but it should, because normally conservatives hold that office without a problem in this state, and it happens to be the office that regulates concealed carry permits. In the post-Parkland era, there has been a great drive among gun control advocates to take that office through elections, to somehow reform or readminister the concealed carry program, even though Parkland was not a concealed carry issue. And anyhow, so the fact that the race would be this close, that it needs a recount by hand, is very telling, and even more so telling, the Republican is actually down by a small amount of votes. It is the Democrat who ran on the gun control platform that is actually in the lead.
Evan Brown, fine reporting as always. Head shaker for me how this seems to happen a lot in Florida. It's always close, I guess. And now
Well, it really shouldn't be much of a surprise that it happens in Florida. I know people say, what's the holdup? But the reality is that this is not a red state. It's not a blue state. It's a real purple state. We have everyone here of all persuasions, political and demographic and whatnot. So when elections are close and the country is politically divided, it's going to be more so reflective in Florida because, again, we've got everyone here.
Yeah. Well, okay, we'll see. And with this vote that they just, I think it kind of flew under radar with allowing felons that have served their time in Florida to vote, 1.2 million. I could tip it to the Democrats.
Well, yeah, that was a ballot initiative. That was a ballot referendum to amend the Florida Constitution. Yeah.
That could tip it to the Democrats in the future, too. Evan Brown, Fox News Radio.
It depends.
Yeah. Broward County, keep your eyes on it. Let me know. Thank you, my friend.
See ya.
Evan Brown, live from Fort Lauderdale, Broward County. 7:42. Here we go. You there?
I'm here.
You're the 200th text.
Awesome.
You win! Come on, man. You got four. Section 125. Did you see the map key on where those are?
Mm-mm.
Go to the...
And a parking pass.
Yeah, I mean, what the heck? So you got probably Patrick Ewing will probably hear you yelling at him, I think. That's how close
I hope so.
Section 125 parking pass. Go to the State Farm map.
Okay.
Seating map and ooh and all a little bit about where he's going to be sitting. Who are you taking, Brad?
Hopefully my family, if they decide to go. My kids and my wife.
You need to be talking about where these seats are. Say, you don't need the Kleenex for the nosebleed, so to speak. You're down there where they're sweating. You're down there where the recruits kind of are. So
awesome.
These are fantastic. All right, now you know where Honda BMW is off of Neil at Brewash?
Yes, I do.
You go in there like you're somebody, and you are, and you just say, right. Yeah, I'm here to see Ben. You don't even have to say Quattron. Just say Ben.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm the guy that won those four tickets or the parking pass. You're the man. Brad, you enjoy this. Let me know how it goes. Let me know if you got spoiled where you have to sit in Section 125 from now on.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for listening. Brad Suits in Kelowna.
Okay, this will be great.
Heck yeah. These are the kind of seats you say, yeah, I'm not going, but I guess I'm going now. That's the kind of seat you got there.
Good stuff. Thank you again to Ben Quattro.
Yep. Honda BMW, drivechampagne.com. You know, Larry Canfer is having a holiday open house. I am a big Larry Canfer, greatest photographer. In fact, I was thinking about him last night because the snow was coming down.
Mm-hmm.
It was kind of a Canfer time.
Yeah.
Where it was on the evergreens. It just looked gorgeous.
And you start to call those Larry Canfer moments.
Canfer time. Larry Canfer Gallery, holiday open house. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 10 to 5:30. On Sunday, it's 12 to 4. 25% all the artwork. Galleries full of artwork to enjoy and take home. What a gift. Think about a gift. I mean, you don't have to spend $1,000. You can spend $100. You can get a calendar. I mean, there's a lot. There's books.
Oh, yeah.
But if you get somebody that thing that you've admired on the wall, you know how long they're going to have that? Forever. Larry's been busy this year capturing what you love about the Midwest and beyond. See the new Prairiescapes, stunning Ireland collections, unbelievable, the Ireland. Man, abstracts, my new favorite, Heartland Drama, panoramic photograph that has it all, storm clouds, crops, and sunshine. That's the one I called him while he was doing that. Unbelievable. Ask about Heartland Drama. On that picture, it's got the storm clouds on the left, crops in the middle, sunshine on the right. And I called him at that moment, and he said, I got to go, I got to go, I got to go. I'm going, I'm taking credit for it. And I hung up. So that's essentially, I got him focused by the phone call.
Right.
So he snapped it at that moment. I'm pretty sure it's because of me.
Uh-huh. You made him get the game face on.
No, I'm pretty much, and I've actually never heard that tone from him before. Start your holiday shopping, Larry Canfer Gallery. Enjoy. It's awesome. Windsor and Neal Street. No admission. You just go in there. It's unbelievable. He's the best. Corner of Windsor and Neal Street, Champaign. Canfer. Canfer.com, K-E-N-F-E-R. Okay, quick sports, then your weather, then we call Dr. Todd Likens, pet pro. It's Tuesday. If you have any pet questions, after the hundreds of texts have come in, you can get a text in now. So the texts at the top of the show are gone. They're like buried now, right? Because all the ILs that came in.
That was a lot of ILs.
Yeah. 359-2255, you have a pet question. We'll get that on. Let's check sports.
I know in racing, David Pearson died at the age of 83. You had already heard about Stan Lee passing away, the comic book.
Yeah, legendary thing. Stan Lee.
95.
Invented so many superheroes.
And did cameos in so many comic movies.
Yeah, it was always in them, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and just a gregarious, outgoing,
right.
Fun-loving guy, I guess.
And hopping off the bus or whatever the case.
No, an Alfred Hitchcock kind of
exactly.
Cameo.
Exactly. Yeah. Carolina beat the Blackhawks 3-2 in hockey. That was the overtime win. NFL action, the Giants score with 53 seconds left, 27-23 over San Francisco. We have the Illini and Georgetown tonight. Go Illini.
Yeah, let's go. Weather. For expert window replacement and repair for windshields and windows in your car, truck, or van, American Eagle Auto Glass does the job right the first time. Go visit Wade Adams, 706 Bloomington Road in Champaign.
All right, we've got a high 30, low 16 with clear conditions tonight. Sunshine tomorrow with a high 37, low 24. An increase in the clouds bringing on a 50% chance of precipitation on Thursday with a high 36, low 26. That could be a little more snow. Right now, the temperature's at 24. Wind chill now in double digits of 10. Winds out of the north up to 25 mile an hour on the gusts. ESPN 93.5.
All right, text in came in regarding voting.
First, the sanctuary county means we actually embrace the Constitution by upholding our Second Amendment. Second, we pass out voter registrations like candy to everyone. And absolutely no ID is required. In fact, in most states, agencies, it's mandatory that you give them every client. Every vote counts, legal and illegal, long as it's Democratic.
Things have changed, and you know the accusation from the Republicans regarding immigration and loosening up to allow every vote to count is because, generally speaking, particularly if you're talking about immigration, you're going to get a lot of Democratic votes out of all that. Look what happened to Arizona. Arizona was the reddest red of the reddest red states. I think it was Ronald Reagan in 86 with the amnesty, 3 million legal, under the auspices they were going to protect the border, and do, that part never happened, and the state flipped. It's gone blue. It's going to be hard to win that again. It's just over time, they're winning. The left is winning from that standpoint, from the standpoint of opening up more voters and getting more people to vote that are generally going to lean Democrat. So it's, I think it's been in the works for a long time. Okay. Thank you for that. You're welcome to text in 359-2255. Ask the vet. Dr. Todd next.
My name is Dr. Jonathan Greenberg. Stop what you are doing because what I'm about to say will improve the quality of your life. ZYPPAH.com. That's Zepa. It's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is designed to be comfortable, affordable, and effective at eliminating snoring. I want to help you stop snoring. Go to Zepa.com and order now. ZYPPAH.com. Snoring is a serious matter. Zepa will conquer your snoring problems. Go to Zepa.com and order now.
He's Illini True, Orange and Blue. He's lived it, and now you can hear it from him directly. Join Illini great and All-American linebacker Jay Layman on the Jeremy Warner Show, Mondays at 10 a.m. on ESPN 93.5. Enjoy insight into Illinois and Big Ten football all season, thanks to Dick Van Dyke Appliance World, Mosser Shoes, Coldwell Banker Marvin Turner, and Flooring America. Can't catch the show live? Get the podcast on demand at ESPNCU.com.
It is always fun to talk about your dog and cat. Dr. Todd Likens, Pet Pro. He's at Madison Kirby in Champaign, next to the police station in Mahomet. Todd, how are you, my friend?
I'm doing great today. Got lots of assistance here today, so you may hear some background noise.
That's all right. I expect always to hear from Bruce, who's a little vocal.
Yeah, he's the only one asleep right now.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, he hasn't heard my voice yet, huh?
I guess not.
Okay, Marilyn has texted in. We talked and touched on the medication that you have for arthritis in older dogs. How does that work?
It works wonderfully is the best way to put it. But what it is, it's a non-steroidal, which is the class that aspirin is in for pain relief. Except it's like taking 100 aspirin. It's got that much more power to its pain relief. And, you know, like I said, I think I told everybody last week that for my clients, this is a prescription drug. You know, I'm offering, on once I think needed, a free 1 week trial because a lot of times you don't really notice it because the arthritis comes on so slow. And a very high percentage of these people are coming back and putting their dogs on saying, wow, what a difference.
Okay, so about $1 a day is kind of what...
or less. It's, okay. You know, it depends on the size of the dog. So,
yeah, but you can really tell, right? Charlie and Bella both take a little time getting up. I mean, that could be arthritis, right? I mean,
Sure could. Just the soreness, if nothing else. You know, and like I said, it's generally pretty immediate. I mean, I'm only given a 1 week trial and people are saying, wow, what a difference.
Okay. Well, we went to Turkey Run with them. Janet took them over there with Grace and Charlie and Bella were like, you almost had to help them up. They had so much fun, but they were pretty sore.
Yeah. I'd probably be the same way.
I know. Me too. Okay. Also, we've got Thanksgiving, Christmas, all the holidays ahead,
right.
We're going to board our pet. What's up with that?
Well, I probably took 15 calls yesterday asking if we board dogs. It's like you got to think ahead because places are filling up. Uh-huh. So I highly recommend you get your reservations in wherever you want to go. And two, make sure all their requirements are met because if not, you're going to get charged probably more than what you get charged here if you got your shots updated for whatever.
I bet I could get $75 a day if I invited a dog to stay at the Hotel Charles.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pot roast.
You know, the entertainment you provide there is great.
No.
Pot roast.
No. I mean, seriously, people pay a lot of money to board these days, man.
The people in the old days when I was younger, you put them in a cage and everybody was happy, and I thought that was appropriate, too. Nowadays, I would never put my dogs just in a cage. I'd want, you know, hey, get the sofa in there.
No, listen, we offer movies, pot roast, Hotel Charles is very fancy. No, okay, so people can expect to pay about how much for boarding? What's the number?
You know, since I'm not in the business, I'm not sure, but I bet it starts at $15, $20 a day and goes up from there.
At least,
sure it does. I always say a good place, when you're trying to pick a place, if they let you go back and look at the facilities, that's a good place.
Okay.
You know, that should give you comfort in where your pet's going to be.
Uh-huh.
Okay, it's Dr. Todd Likens, and the pups are growing, and they'll be probably placed in the next 6 weeks, huh?
December 8th is the happy day where I get a full night's sleep in a bed.
Wow. Oh, really? It's gone that fast?
It's going fast. It really is. So, but a lot of fun.
How do people find Dr. Todd Likens, a veterinarian extraordinaire?
Well, if they want to get Walterized, they still got spots before Thanksgiving. I'm at Kirby and Manis, and I'm at by the police station in Mahomet, 586 Pets, or 355 Pets.
Walterized means a dog wash for $20, which is great.
Hey, people are coming and asking to be Walterized now. We don't call it bath and brush. It's more than that.
Yeah, you're the man, my friend. Always a pleasure.
All right, see you guys.
That's Dr. Todd Likens, the pet pro.
And the nail clippings.
Yeah,
too,
that helps. So. They click, click, click on the floor.
Uh-huh.
You know their time.
That's right.
And who likes trying to clip the dogs? Yeah, tricky. Okay, that's 7:57. Know if your workout, gym, office, school, or public transportation surfaces are clean. CMI has advanced technology that applies cleaning, coating, and disinfectants more effectively, efficiently, and with greater convenience. They have over 46 years of experience and expertise in the janitorial supply industry. Call them, 359-6262, Betsy and Brad Parks, locally owned and operated janitorial supplies, 50 years experience. Come on. CMIclean.com, CMIclean.com.